Next, we have Tafadzwa Chocho to bring us greetings from the ISO in Zimbabwe.
Greetings to you, comrades, from Zimbabwean comrades. The situation in Zimbabwe has reached a boiling point. On Thursday, the Zimbabwean government increased fuel by 70%. In the past 3 weeks, there have been massive nationwide student demonstrations against privatization of college dining or facilities and accommodation. Whilst bosses logged in a number of companies by workers who were demonstrating against low wages and retrenchments. Last month, the war veterans invaded factories in an attempt to buy support for ZANU-PF, but they only managed to ignite a real militance within workers, and this has led to ZANU-PF to stop the invasions. But this militance is like setting at the time of like Zimbabwe is now experiencing worst economic crisis ever since the introduction of capitalism in Zimbabwe. And right now, ZANU-PF is being isolated by local and international bosses. Ever since 1999, there have been fuel shortages, artificial fuel shortages, caused by bosses in order to isolate Mugabe. And right now, the farmers, in conjunction with tobacco auctioneers, are hoarding tobacco, locking out thousands of workers who are seasonal workers, and they don't have jobs because Mugabe and his government have refused to devalue the dollar, which is currently trading at 58 Zimbabwean dollars, and the bosses are demanding that it should be devalued to $100, and this means further poverty for workers. But however, this class anger has been like drawn back by the increasing right-wing MDC in the pockets of the bosses, discouraging militant action by workers and students and pushing for reformist illusions in the parliament. But because of the worsening economic and political crisis, struggles are back on the agenda. And right now, the slogan for workers, for students, students at university colleges, at secondary schools, at primary schools, is Jambanja Ndizvo. And Jambanja Ndizvo means mass action is the way forward. Last month, the ZANU-PF government managed to avert a nationwide strike against the draconian labor bill that it has introduced into parliament, and this bill takes workers back into the dark ages of Rhodes. It's the same with the bill that was produced by Rhodes in 1905. And they've managed to defer the debate on the bill to August when the parliament reopens. The struggles on the ground and also the right-wing shift within MDC poses an immense opportunity for us as revolutionaries, and there's also a growing possibilities of a radical anti-neoliberal mass movement on grounds, and efforts by the MDC right-wing leadership to expel us from MDC failed because of our participation in class struggles ever since the formation of MDC. For the past 2 years, we've been centered to the struggles that have been taking on the ground, and this has seen us the attacks on us from the ZANU-PF government increasing. We had two of our meetings stopped by the police, one in the industrial areas, another one in the locations, from taking place by the police. And on May Day, two of our comrades, myself and another comrades, were physically attacked by ZANU-PF thugs. And also, we are receiving attacks from the public and private media. The 70% increments on fuel, what does it mean to workers, to ordinary workers? Already 76% of workers in the total population in Zimbabwe are living in poverty. And this increment means increment in transport costs. Already thousands of workers are walking to and from work, distances of about 15 to 30 kilometers a day. Most workers are going without food, having one meal per day. The time has now come for the bosses to pay back. The time has now come for Mugabe to pay back, and it's now time for them to go. I spoke to Zimbabwean comrades back home this morning. I just been updated about the situation in Zimbabwe, and they've said the Zimbabwe Congress of Trade Unions have approached them so that we work together, and there are plans for a nationwide strike next week over the fuel increments. And if Mugabe doesn't back down next week over the fuel increments, the general strike next week can see his exit. Because I understand the situation right now in Zimbabwe is very tense, and anything can happen, like the food riots that we witnessed in last year, in 1998. Besides the issue of the fuel, the labor bill that has been deferred to August, workers are in preparation for a massive demonstration outside parliament together with the students saying they've got the right to education, together with those who are fighting for a new constitution, demanding one. But for us to be able to cover all these struggles, we need your support here. Already we have produced thousands of leaflets, thousands of posters, and we have also produced a pamphlet which is covering, which is dealing with the issue of the new Labour Act that we are fighting for. But most importantly, we are asking for your support in participating in the struggles that are taking place here. We are asking you to shut down Washington on 28 May. On 28th May, we have to shut down Washington, and we tell them that we say no to IMF, we say no to World Bank, we say no to WTO, because our world is not for sale and there is a better world. Thank you.